Time now for StoryCorps. Today, a man who shares his love of music on Philadelphia streets, a snare, tenor, and bass drum with a cymbal. In Philadelphia, drum lines can be found at cookouts and block parties. Tony Royster has led his own for over a decade, and at StoryCorps, he remembered how drumming changed his life.
I had started taking the music classes in first grade. They had me on the trombone at first, and then when I seen the drums, I was like, am I able to play that? She said, this is a snare drum. You sure you want to play that? I said, yes. Put me on the drums. And my mom allowed me to join the drill team. Growing up, I had a lot of low self-esteem. The drill team helped with that. So one, like, I'm still shy. When I'm drumming, I'm Mr. Why Not, which is Tony backwards. I was born and raised in Quilene and Pulaski projects. I lived all the way on the 14th floor. Just, you know, coming from the 14th and have to make it down to the first floor, you tend to see a lot of things that you probably wouldn't normally see if you didn't live in the projects. In 2014, I was in a dark place. I was at the point where I was just going to end it and not just wait for God to say it was my time. But I had those drums and I just decided to play. I just drummed that pain away. Drums speak and they also gather. During the pandemic, everything was shut down and there we were, just like entertaining our city, just showing there's love. In this specific neighborhood, Mount Airy, we was marching down this hill and we like had all the people come out their houses and, with their masks, and it was good to see like their neighbors. When we got back to the car, it was a envelope sitting in the window shield. And I opened it up and looked. This lady, she left this message in a $20 bill. And she said, when she heard the drums, it gave her hope. That touched my heart. I said when I was young that I wanted to be a music teacher. And today I work in 5 different schools teaching music. I believe and I know that this is my life's calling. You know, like this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
That was Tony Royster in Philadelphia. This conversation was recorded for StoryCorps' new Brightness in Black initiative. Learn more at StoryCorps.org. If you or someone you know is in crisis, you can get help by calling or texting 988.